50 years ago, composer Morton Feldman wrote music to commemorate the opening of the Mark Rothko Chapel in Houston. A half century later, composer and MacArthur genius Tyshawn Sorey was asked to write a new piece for this non-denominational space. NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Tsiolkos recently went to the world premiere of this work called Monochromatic Light Afterlife at the Rothko Chapel.
The Rothko Chapel is a mysterious space, one that invites deep contemplation. David Leslie is the chapel's executive director. He says that as soon as you walk in from a bright, sunny Houston day, in through a series of doors into this hushed, dark place, your mind and your body are both forced to shift into a very different, holy space.
Then you walk into the sanctuary, the inner sanctum, and suddenly what you're struck by is not a large space, but this real sense of lightness of being.
The dome of the chapel is a skylight that allows the natural light to fall upon 14 massive dark panels painted by American artist Mark Rothko. Tyshawn Sorey says he hopes his music gives listeners the same feeling of being enveloped in the same way that Rothko's huge paintings provide.
As he said, if you're looking at a small picture, you're sort of outside of the experience. When you're looking at a large picture, you're sort of engulfed in that experience. You're immersed in that experience.
At first glance, the panels can look flat, nearly black. But as you sit with them for a while, you start noticing so much else. This suite of paintings were some of Rothko's last work, and he never saw them in the space himself. But his spirit and intention are everywhere here, Sorey says.
You get a sense that there's a lot of activity that's happening, the expression of time, the expression of movement, all of that stuff. And these sort of humanistic qualities that went into these paintings, the brush strokes, the gradations of color. So there's activity going on there. And the change that is really happening is in that skylight that's on the top of the chapel where the light is changing every minute. There's something about the colors of those panels that's changing, and it's revealing something else. It's revealing another shade of that color, or it's revealing more of this activity or less of this activity.
In this space, hearing Sorey's music, you become part of this massive entity that is much larger than yourself, says violist Kim Kashkashian, one of the soloists.
If you are willing to sit down and listen to this 50-minute work, which is, in one way, like a meditation because there's a lot of repetition in it, and every time something gets repeated, I think that the spirit changes, and it should change in you as a listener, too.
Kashkashian adds, however, that Sorey's piece is anything but gauzy.
The emotion that is evoked by the piece is not sentimental. So it's a very strong work. I envision a kind of wise and stern angel telling all of this story from all various aspects.
The piece is full of mystery, floating, unsettled harmonies. The vocalists, the Houston Chamber Choir, and solo bass baritone Devon Tynes sing in wordless syllables. Percussion thunders. Sorey also makes room for silence.
We're at a period now where there's sort of an anxiety to that. There's an anxiety of silence, I think. I'm not afraid of it at all, and I choose to exploit it in almost every single thing I do, because I think that that's just as important as what does come out of the instruments.
Sarah Rothenberg is the artistic director of Decamera, the presenting organization in Houston that commissioned the creation of Sori's piece along with the Rothko Chapel. Rothenberg also plays piano and celeste in Monochromatic Light Afterlife. She says this new work reflects the pandemic times and a hunger for connection.
We've all lived through a kind of collective trauma, and we've all felt more than ever, I think, our own individual vulnerability. And yet at the same time, we're living in a world where there's a tremendous amount of aggression around us and aggressive behavior, and it sometimes feels like the social fabric that holds us together is falling apart. And this music has tremendous emotion in it, but it never has any aggression in it. I think it's a very brave piece because of its vulnerability, and I think that's what we need right now.
Sori also invokes much older and continuing pain. Near the end of composer Morton Feldman's 1971 piece, Rothko Chapel, a melody bubbles up for the viola, one that Feldman called quasi-Hebraic. It evoked Feldman and Rothko's shared Jewish heritage. In his piece, Sori uses an abstracted version of the spiritual, "Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child." Sori says it's a way of talking musically about generational trauma, just as he says Feldman did in his own work.
"Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child." It's a hymn that I've always heard coming up in the church, and it is one that I can very much relate to in a lot of ways. I've heard it sung many a time. It's a hymn that has always spoken to me, and so I just decided to have that be one of the driving aspects of the composition.
Sori's piece was written for the Rothko Chapel, but it will have a life beyond that space. Monochromatic Light Afterlife will be recorded for the ECM label later this year, and it will be performed this fall at the Park Avenue Armory in New York City in a staging that involves new visuals and dancers. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News.